Now, what's happening around the world, Matt Bevan?
Geraldine, look, in the midst of a heat wave in London, there's been a significant increase in political heat in Westminster. I, over the last few years, have watched the British Parliament sort of semi-regularly, and I have to say in the last few months it had lost a little bit of its spark. Prime Minister Theresa May and opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn had lost a bit of the magic that had made their clashes so watchable over the last 3 years. But at Theresa May's last Prime Minister's Questions on Wednesday night, our time, they had a bit of it back.
In the last 3 years, child poverty has gone up. Pensioner poverty has gone up. In-work poverty has gone up. Violent crime has gone up. NHS waiting times have gone up. School class sizes have gone up. Homelessness has gone up. Food bank use has gone up. Does the Prime Minister have any regrets about any of those things I've just said?
As a party leader who has accepted when her time was up, perhaps the time is now for him to do the same.
But the May-Corbyn era is over and the Johnson-Corbyn era has begun, with Boris Johnson appearing in the House of Commons as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom for the first time overnight.
He says he has pluck, nerve and ambition. Our country does not need arm-waving bluster, but competence, seriousness, and after a decade of divisive policies for the few, to focus for once on the interests of the many.
An attack on the PM and then revert to your core party slogan? That works against Theresa May, but does it work against this guy?
Did anybody notice the terrible metamorphosis that took place? Like the final scene of Invasion of the Body Snatchers? At last, this long-standing Eurosceptic, the Right Honourable Gentleman, has been captured. He has been jugulated. He has been reprogrammed by his honourable friends. He has been turned now into a Remainer. He has turned Labour into the party in all the flip-flops he has performed in his tergiversating career. That is the one for which I think he will pay the highest price.
Tergiversating. That's a very Boris Johnson word. It's not just Johnson and Corbyn getting in on this. The Scottish National Party's Ian Blackford is keen for some of the action.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And of course, I should welcome the Prime Minister to his place, the last Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. You know, Mr. Speaker, it is often said that the Prime Minister lives in a parallel universe. Well, my goodness, that's been proven beyond any reasonable doubt this morning. In fact, it looked as if he was about to launch himself into outer space.
All of that is very fun, but they don't really have time for this. The Halloween deadline for Brexit is 97 days away, and there are a number of questions which need to be answered in that time. Hard Brexit or soft Brexit, for example. Boris Johnson says that he is determined to leave the EU on Halloween no matter what.
I and all ministers are committed to leaving on this date, whatever the circumstances, and to do otherwise would cause a catastrophic loss of confidence in our political system. It will leave the British people wondering whether their politicians could ever be trusted again to follow a clear democratic instruction. I would prefer us to leave the EU with a deal. I would much prefer it. I believe that it is possible even at this late stage, and I will work flat out to make it happen. And I hope that the EU will be equally ready and that they will rethink their current refusal to make any changes to the withdrawal agreement.
Now, Jeremy Corbyn has some thoughts on that.
The House will have both a sense of deja vu and of trepidation at a Prime Minister setting out rigid red lines and an artificial timetable. There is something eerily familiar about a Prime Minister marching off to Europe with demands to scrap the backstop.
The SNP's Ian Blackford says the whole situation is problematic because of Boris Johnson's lack of an electoral mandate.
There are questions to be asked as to the mandate the Prime Minister has for the office he now occupies. He has been appointed not by this House, not by the people, but by the Tory party. What have they done? It horrifies me, Mr. Speaker, that the new Prime Minister finds his position through such an undemocratic process.
Gee, Geraldine, a Prime Minister voted in by his party and not by by the electorate. What a bizarre thing. You'd perish the thought.
The writing on this has been, as somebody said yesterday, the secret to understanding at the moment, Britain is saying, the importance of not being earnest.
Indeed.
That's sort of governing everything.
Look, Boris Johnson says even if he doesn't have a mandate, there is a clear mandate for Brexit.
The people of this country have voted in 2015, they voted in 2016, they voted in 2017. What they want to see is this Parliament delivering on the mandate that they give us.
Now, already overnight, there is some discussion about whether we will see an election between now and Halloween. There's some discussion about whether a motion of no confidence may be passed in the new Johnson government, triggering an election in November, or whether potentially Boris Johnson himself will trigger an election to try and get a bit more political capital. That hasn't happened yet. There was a rally. Jeremy Corbyn held hold an election now rally overnight. Not that many people showed up, but that is possibly because it was 38 degrees outside.
Highly likely. Yeah. I mean, on the tubes, 38 degrees, no fun. Thank you, Matt Bevan.